You're listening to SBS News.
In Hong Kong, hundreds lined up at newspaper stands hoping to buy the last newspaper edition ever of Apple Daily after the pro-democracy publication announced its closure. One stand sold out of its 8,800 copies within hours, and the digital version of the 26-year-old pro-democracy paper will no longer be updated. Designing the final printout, Apple Daily designer Dixon Ng said the closure of the paper will mean there will be no press freedom in Hong Kong.
When tonight's newspaper edition has become our final edition, I cannot see any future in Hong Kong. I feel very disappointed and angry today. I don't understand why our limited group, company and the newspapers were forced to stop operating under such circumstances.
The forced closure was implemented under the Beijing-imposed national security law, which has seen the arrest of some of the paper's journalists, like one who published under the name Li Ping for alleged suspicion of conspiring to collude with foreign countries or foreign forces to endanger national security. Apple Daily published its first edition in 1995, founded by businessman Jimmy Lai. Mr. Lai is an outspoken critic of the Beijing government, and he has been in and out of jail on a string of charges to do with journalism. The Chinese state-owned Global Times has before called Lai a traitor, accusing him of fueling the Hong Kong protests in his publications. Meanwhile, activists like Nathan Law, a Hong Konger living in the UK, says the forced shutdown of the paper is a blow to media freedom.
The Chinese government is transplanting the Chinese way of governance in Hong Kong, which they, despite ideas of division of power and centralized all power, and that's why they are doing something like that to Apple Daily, because they don't want any newspaper to be holding them accountable.
Online, the paper voiced its final goodbye, saying thank you to all readers, subscribers, ad clients, and Hong Kongers for 26 years of immense love and support. Here we say goodbye, take care of yourselves. Mr. Law says Hong Kongers must stand up in opposition.
The Chinese government is creating legal weapons to silence the whole city, even though they have their ability and authority of doing so. But for us, it is definitely an annihilation of our system, and we just have to raise our dissident voice in regards to this intrusion.
Hundreds of residents stood at the front of the Apple Daily in solidarity with the media outlet, waving their smartphone lights. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said in a statement, "It is clear that the powers under the national security law are being used as a tool to curtail freedoms and punish dissent, rather than keep public order." Residents like Johnny Koo say they're worried about what the shutdown will mean for them and other outlets.
If Apple Daily can't survive, then there is no press freedom. If such a persistent organisation can also lose its voice, I think other media organisations will also be scared.
In the wake of the death of Apple Daily, Hong Kong's government is due to introduce a fake news legislation, raising further fears that it could be used to stifle different perspectives. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.